58, Lester H. and Cindy L. King, south of Route 54, west of Crab Bay Lane, being Lot 100 within Kingwick West Development. They're seeking a variance from minimum lot width requirement for a parcel, a variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a parcel, and a variance from the front and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. My name is Ken Feaster. I'm with the office of Steve Parsons in Ocean View, Delaware. I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Ms. King. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it here this evening due to work obligations. We're seeking a variance on four items. There was a variance to be sought on the minimum width requirement for the yard, the 10,000 square foot minimum requirement, the 40-foot front yard requirement, and the 10-foot side yard requirement. We're seeking a variance of 0.74 feet to the rear of the property and 0.27 feet in the front of the property for the minimum width requirement. We're seeking a variance on 363 square feet for the 10,000 square foot minimum area requirement. With regard to the 40-foot front yard requirement, we're seeking a variance of 13.6 feet, and on the side yard, we're seeking a requirement of 0.4 feet. The property was first made into these dimensions by way of a plot plan of February 1970. The property was then sold by the ACT Corporation to a Richard Elmore and Sidney Klotz in May of 1972. Mr. and Ms. King then purchased the property in November of 2008. At the time of the sale, the sellers, Mr. Klotz and Mr. Elmore, were not aware that they were in violation. The purchasers, of course, Mr. and Ms. King purchased the property understanding that there was a violation in place for these items, and that's why we are seeking the variance here. With regard to the property itself, it's unique in its characteristics in that it fits in with the plan with the neighboring lots. It would not be possible for Mr. and Ms. King to come into compliance without acquiring some of the property of their neighbors, which would certainly be an undue hardship. The property in its present condition has been there for over 30 years, so it does not adversely affect the character of the neighborhood. Certainly, it's been a part of the neighborhood for all that time. Without a granting of the variance, Mr. and Ms. King really would be put into a position to do one of a couple of things. They would have to, of course, number one, either try to obtain some of their neighbor's property, which really would be an undue hardship on them, as well as on their neighbors. The other option would be demolition of the property in order to come into compliance with the setback violations. Therefore, they're seeking the variance, and they certainly appreciate your consideration of their application.
Okay.
Doesn't appear that buying the neighbor's property would be an option in that, I guess, the one that's 113, possibly. Not necessarily the adjacent 75.
To my knowledge, none of the neighbors have expressed an opposition to the variance, but I don't think anybody is standing in line to sell them a chunk of their property either.
How did the front setback violation come about?
Well, when the home was first built in the early 70s, it was the ACT Corporation prepared it that way.
So it's been there for a long time?
Roughly 37 years, yes, sir.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Sir Chairman, I have from Scott and Schuman LLC. I'll read it into the record. It says, "Dear Mr. and Mrs. King, the Board of Kingwick West Property Owners Association, Inc., asked me to contact you regarding your numerous variances request held on April 20th at 7 p.m. in Georgetown. The board takes no position with regard to request variances, so long as the house and all improvements remain where they are and have been there since the original construction. where we reminded that any improvements to your property, including any alteration, expansion, relocation, or other change, must be approved in advance by the association in accordance with all applicable restrictions. I don't know if you've gotten this.
No,
and that's
sir.
From William Scott, Esquire.
I had not received that, sir. I don't imagine that Mr. and Mrs. King are planning on doing any sort of construction or moving to the property. They certainly haven't expressed it to me.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hearing no further, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is one of those cases that pretty much meets all the standards for granting a variance.
Mm-hmm.
if the property's not 75 feet wide, then it can't be developed in strict conformity otherwise.
Nope.
I think it's obviously necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. And don't see where it altered the essential character of the neighborhood. A minimum to afford relief, and make a motion we approve case number 10,378.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,378. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.